When Phoebus with his beams gilded the crystal day, I heard a mournful voice thus to lament and say, "You ladies of renown, give ear unto my song, because that unto you it chiefly doth belong. Of noble parentage 'tis known that I was born, and those of low degree too much I held in scorn. In my fresh blooming years, pride did possess my mind. For costly rich attire I sought always to find. My glass it was my book wherein I took delight. In it I used to look from morning until night, and for to tell the truth, whilst I was in my prime, my beauty did excel most ladies for my time. Gallants of high degree came me for to behold, and oft presented me with chains of beaten gold. Happy he thought himself that could my favor gain, for I was nice and coy to all that ever came. At length my beauty bright was noised in the court, a place of great delight where gallants do resort. Then was I sent for straight by some of high degree, who then did for me wait and took delight in me. Such pleasure there I took as did rejoice my heart. All virtue I forsook, which did procure my smart. The life I there did lead grieves me to think upon, for every day I was treated by many one. Until my conscience it began for to awake, and put me in the mind that learned life to forsake. Then from those vain delights I did myself withdraw, resolving for to live up to God's holy law. In heart I do repent my youthful vanities, praising the Lord that sent his light unto my eyes. Now from all filthy vice I purpose to refrain, and with repentant tears to wash away my stain. And in my closet I daily will pardon crave, and to the Lord will cry that he my soul will save. Let my example teach ladies of each degree those sins for to avoid which wrought my misery. For pride will have a fall, and beauty is but vain. Strive on the Lord to call, and from all vice refrain. I wish all sinners they do keep these words in mind, that so therein they may some comfort daily find.